Power supply design notes. Thermal simulations. With the rising use of power technology, it is now necessary to monitor not only the electrical and electronic performance of the components, but also their thermal behavior. The adoption of a generic model of a heatsink is highly important for ensuring that the safe operating area, SOA, of a specific power component is not exceeded during a simulation with LTSPICE. In this tutorial, we will learn how to insert the SOA therm heatsink model and control the behavior of the system in the thermal domain. Heatsinks and the SOA therm heatsink model. Any electronic power system requires a device that can allow a high heat exchange between the component container and the surrounding environment. This precaution avoids the destruction of the components if the relative junction temperature exceeds its physical limits. In an electronic simulation, LTSPICE provides a very useful and sophisticated model to simulate the behavior of a heatsink. See Figure 1, providing some essential operational parameters. It is important that the SPICE models of the devices are all equipped with the TC terminal and, optionally, the TJ terminal. SOA Therm Heatsink is the name of the model found in the software library. Figure 1. The SOA Therm Heatsink model in the main LTSPICE library. After you've placed the model on the schematic, you need to specify the following information. The material of the heatsink can be either copper or aluminum, your choice through the relative drop-down menu. R theta is the heatsink's thermal resistance, as well as the airflow, temperature Celsius degrees. T ambient is the ambient temperature, expressed in degrees Celsius. Area of contact between the electronic component and the heatsink is expressed in square millimeters. The total volume of the heatsink is expressed in cubic millimeters. All of the above parameters must be entered into the properties of the heatsink, which can be accessed by pressing the right mouse button on the schematic component. They must be entered into the SPICE model, value, and value 2 fields. Example of application scheme. Figure 2 shows an example of an application that allows the use of a Cisco MOSFET with an electronic switch function. The model of the device used is the C3M0160120D with the following characteristics: VDS 1200V, ID 17 amps, 25 degrees Celsius, RDS on 160 millipi, gate voltage in static regime from -4V to 15V, maximum dissipation 97 watts. The circuit's goal is to get the Cisco MOSFET to work in a saturation mode with a very stable load, which necessitates the use of a heatsink. There is no PWM signal and the system is in static mode. The MOSFET's gate is fed with a constant direct voltage to close the main circuit and allow the maximum current to flow through the load R1. The electronic components that make up the system are as follows. V1, 500V main power supply generator. R1, very robust load of 50 ohm. U2, C3M0160120D Cisco MOSFET. 15V DC voltage generator for direct driving of the MOSFET gate. Cisco MOSFET model connected to a heatsink. Figure 2. Cisco MOSFET model connected to a heatsink and inserted as a SOA therm model in the application wiring diagram. VDS 2.17 volt. I 9.95 amps. VDS 2.17 volt. I 9.95 amps. PDN on 1 kilowatt. PDN on MOSFET 21.6 watts. RDS on R equals V over I equals 218 millipi. Efficiency 99.56%. As you can see, the efficiency is very high, but with these power levels and, more importantly, current values, a good heatsink is required to keep the device operating at a safe temperature. Now, let's size the SOA Therm heatsink model using the following parameters. Heatsink material, aluminum. R theta, 2 degrees Celsius. T ambient, 25 degrees Celsius. Area of contact, 300 millimeters square. Volume, 3000 millimeters square. The heatsink in this case measures 50 by 30 by 2 millimeters. Simulation. Now you can initiate the simulation. Keep.